Es geht schon wieder los. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here. And that's Gabe over there playing with his phone. That's that music
you're hearing. I'm just showing you guys a video that I received this morning from my hockey group.
And WhatsApp?
It's a guy walking out of it's one of these viral videos. You know, he's walking out of a supermarket with two shopping carts full of toilet paper.
Here in Germany.
16 reams in each one of those.
And hello, Fabian Schmidt, our DW SciTech colleague. Thank you for joining us.
The reason why I'm talking about that video right now, Fabian is going to come and tell us why that person here, that's good what he's doing.
So Fabian, you've written an opinion piece that was published online, DW.com, for anyone who wants to read it. And in defense of this kind of behavior, walking out of a supermarket with a shopping...
Toilet paper hoarding, panic buying, because we are now back in lockdown, essentially.
We are.
Lockdown light.
Yeah, starting Monday.
Why should we do this, Fabian?
Why you should do panic buying? I mean, it's up to you. I think that basically the point is this. Why should anybody tell this person not to do what he's doing, because it's his money that he's spending? And after all, I mean, according to the market rules, basically, and the basic logic is that everybody is, when he's spending his own money, is probably going to be the most responsible with it. And what's the alternative? Are you going to tell him exactly how much toilet paper he's allowed to buy? I mean, this would bring us into a realm of basically wartime rationing economics, and that can't be the aim. I mean, if he wants to
he
buy this
3,600
much,
yes, rolls of toilet paper,
then he needs to rent some kind of storage facility. It's going to be good for the economy because someone's going to earn money because, you know, he needs to pay the rent to store it. And
okay.
Other things. So basically,
there are so many things to address.
Maybe what he does may be totally illogical, but he has a right to do it. And who has a right to tell him not to do it?
First of all, do you own stocks in toilet paper manufacturing companies? And B, do you also hoard?
I don't own stocks. I have moderate reserves.
How many rolls of toilet paper are in your house right now?
I think there's one pack of something like 12. 16 rolls or 16. Something
that is,
like that.
That is moderate. That's nothing. That's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
So you feel that whatever the rules are, people should be allowed to exploit those rules for their own personal benefit, no matter what your moral compass says you should.
What my commentary basically said is this, that the politicians who are right now moralizing about, you know, telling people not to do panic buying, they should better shut up, because if they're talking like this, people are even going to be more panic buying.
Okay, gotcha.
As you can see here. And because they get it as a message. I mean, politicians are talking about panic buying, don't do it. Oh, I mean, if they tell that to everybody, then I don't want to be the last one to get toilet paper or whatever, noodles. And so I go and I buy some.
So you're objecting, yes, because you think it's counterproductive what they're doing. You're not objecting to the message. You don't think it's okay for people to buy 3,600 rolls of toilet paper, do you? Right now.
It's totally foolish to buy 3,200 rolls of toilet paper.
That's not the way you were talking before.
But I think that people have the right to do so.
If you were the German chancellor at the moment, Chancellor Schmidt, and you had to talk Schmidt to people out there here in Germany about what they should or shouldn't be doing, would you not say the words that have already been spoken, or would you just enact it as directly as legislation? Look, there's a new rule, there's a new law. At a supermarket, you can only walk out with 24 or 48, you know, rolls.
I mean, the paradox is that the politicians on the one hand tell us that it's not necessary to do panic buying because there is enough
for everyone,
which is true. The industry can produce all this stuff. On the other hand, they say, if you're doing so, if you behave like this guy does, then you're showing a lack of solidarity towards the others. Now, there is a logical gap here, because either there is enough, or you need to show solidarity, which means there is not enough, at least for an interim period of time. So if we're honest and we say, yes, we do have a shortage, then the politicians could say, you know, we issue a ruling, or even the supermarkets could do it by themselves if they want to say, you know, we want to serve all of our customers and not just one. They're going to do a loss because yeah. otherwise they are going to sell the stuff and they're earning money. But
during the first lockdown, there were examples, Danish supermarkets saying that, you know, the first bottle of disinfectant, 99 cents, the second bottle, 5 euros, the third bottle, 75 euros.
Yeah, that's market prices. And I mean, totally legitimate from the perspective of the seller.
What is your advice for someone right now? And we got lockdowns starting all over Europe, all over the world. What should someone do right now who has the urge to go and panic buy? What would you tell that person?
I would say, I mean, you want to say phase two, right? I mean, go and buy as much as you need for, let's say, a month or something like that, but not more. And don't look as foolish as this man on the video does.
Let's just play this again. Look at this guy.
He's getting secretly recorded from somebody's car. Okay, yes. Fabian Schmidt, thank you for joining us today to talk panic buying and why it makes sense in the current context.
I honestly love it every time you're in the studio here, Fabian.
Not for everybody, but you know, who are we to tell people how to behave?
Science Unscripted.